Selfish at 11 past 7 on this Friday. Our Tamworth number 192.9. So much to get up to right around the region this weekend. If you love your arts, the Bendemeer Art Show and Sale is running from, right now, until the 5th of May. Catered by the Bendemeer CWA. It's one of the yearly highlights on the local calendar. So at the Bendemeer Hotel, the Bendemeer Town Hall, sorry, I should say. And it runs 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily to get along and check out some amazing art. Moving on to tomorrow, the Alan Cox Go-Karting Cup, including retro go-karting, is on at the Oakburn Speedway. You can get up and close to the fully decked out racing carts, which hit speeds of over 100 kilometers per hour. That is on tomorrow from 9 a.m. and Friday and Sunday, the 5th of May, through until 4 p.m. So you get along and enjoy that one. We Will Rock You opens tonight at the Capitol Theatre, of course, presented by the Tamworth Musical Society, with amazing music by Queen and put together and written by Ben Elton. That should be a fantastic show, and that runs for a couple of weeks. You get all the details at entertainmentvenues.com.au or via our events guide. The craft markets are on tomorrow at the Tamworth Regional Craft Centre from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow for, of course, Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you day. A couple of Star Wars events on. Park Run are doing a special Star Wars themed run tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock along the Peel River Walkway there. Pinoir and Picasso tomorrow between 4 and 7 are doing a special Master Yoda painting class. And of course, all weekend, the Forum 6 Cinema are showing Star Wars back on the big screen, which is just amazing. It's honestly how you need to see these. And I imagine a lot of us have never seen Star Wars on the big screen. I've only had the pleasure of seeing one of the Star Wars films on the big screen. That was when they did re-release them for a limited run for the 20th anniversary of Star Wars back in 1997. But aside from that, most of us have just watched them on our poxy little tiny TV screens at our grandparents' place, probably. So get along and check those out this weekend. Tomorrow, episodes 4, 5, and 6 are running. And then on Sunday, episodes 1, 2, and 3. Contact the Forum 6 Cinema for more details. Then plenty going on Sunday. The Great Nundle Dog Race is on from 9:30 till 3 o'clock. That's always great fun and raises money for the local Nundle PNC. The Currabubula Markets are on Sunday as well. Over 100 market stalls, something for everyone down there at Currabubula. We'll catch up with Veronica, one of the organisers for the Currabubula Markets, on the show after 8 o'clock. And the Tamworth Choral Society is having its 75th anniversary concert at the Trinity Church on Craigens Lane between 2:30 and 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. So plenty going on right around the region. Something for everyone. All the details on our events guide, fm929.com.au. And have a fabulous weekend. This is Katie Tunstall at 92.9. That song was everywhere back in 2007. Was it that long ago? Surely not. Suddenly I See at 18 past 7 at Tamworth number 192.9. JB here for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre. Make you feel better for the weekend with frustrating little things. Get them off your chest. 676-22929 or 929 Tamworth, of course, on the socials. What's making you frustrated this week, Tamworth? Mine is Meta AI. So stupid. I've had it for 2 or 3 weeks now, forced upon me in the Facebook app, and I still have no idea what it is. I just want to be able to search for friends and then find out that I'm no longer friends with them. And sometime in the 5 years since we last spoke, they've unfriended me. I just want to do that by a simple search, not Meta AI getting involved in the whole process and making things awkward. So my frustrating little thing is Meta AI. Rachel's is a very valid one. Going through McDonald's drive-thru and someone that hasn't been waiting flies up to the other lane and gets served before you. So true. Surprisingly, the first time we've actually ever had that mentioned after years of frustrating little things, Rachel. So thank you. Extremely frustrating. Speaking of lanes, Stacy, she wants maybe a lane taken out of the McDonald's drive-thru and put on Manila Road. Because Stacey's frustrating little thing is the fact that there's no overtaking lanes between Tamworth and Manila, and continually getting held up by tractors doing 30 or people in cars doing 80 in the 100 zone, of course. Helen, frustrating thing, when people leave their half-drunk coffees, frappes, mocha, chocker, double pump, caramel, oat milk, skim foam, three-shot drinks on shelves in shops. Take your trash with you, people. Your stuff stinks. From Helen. Exactly. Don't do that. You're better than that. You honestly are. 676 double 299. What's got you frustrated this week? Let me know. Make it on air. Go on the draw for our K's Friday Me Trade 99 Tamworth on the socials. And just finally, Jen. Her frustrating little thing. People bragging about having a four-day weekend when I tried to have one was denied. And yes, this includes you, JB. Look, I'm really sorry, Jen. Look, if it makes you feel any better, my 4 days off last weekend went really fast. You know, if that helps, yeah?
Not-for-profit organisations, have you got a fundraising drive?
Vampire at 727 at Tamworth's number 192.9. 714 blood and plasma donations in the first 30 days of April, which is just amazing. Thank you so much to everyone who has donated to the 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive over those 30 days. Just incredible as we make our way towards the 929 donation target. Still some appointments available for today, and they are also open this Saturday as well. They've got 8 plasma appointments available for Saturday. Whole blood totally booked out, which is amazing. Thank you so much. And the donor center, if you can't get in tomorrow or Saturday, back open next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So easy to donate. Just visit donateblood.com.au to book or call 13 14 95 and help us make that 929 target by May 18, which I'm pretty confident we're going to smash it by May 18 in our 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive, thanks to the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Latest local news with John Wolfe on the way next, and then going to catch up with Georgina Simpson in our McDonald's McCafe coffee break about something really special.
Want to see the West Tigers take on...
That is new from Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher. It's called Antidote. If you like it, you can vote for it in this afternoon's Trending for It 4. Back from 4 o'clock with Ames right here.
Not going to play
it. At 92.9. Oh, why?
I don't know. It's Friday.
But if it gets all the votes, then but we must play it. If it gets all the votes. Yeah, I might do some rigging, actually, and just make you play it this afternoon, actually.
Sorry, JB. That song was missing from the logs. So,
yeah. Anyway.
I don't know where it went.
Let's talk Star Wars. It's May 3, so it's the one time of the year that I'm allowed to talk about it.
Oh, May the 4th.
Yeah. I'm confused here. You've all seen Star Wars?
No. Yeah.
You haven't, have you? No, you've never seen it. You have.
I actually have, surprisingly.
Yeah, because you got brother.
Yeah, that's not why, but yes.
Does he like Star Wars?
Brother. Great English, JB.
I know.
I think he thinks it's fine.
Oh, that's it. Just fine?
Yeah.
That's all? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I just never
And you still
hype.
Haven't seen it. What?
I'm not going to watch it.
Three May the 4th days on since you and I first worked together, or maybe two.
I don't
and
know.
And we
yeah.
still... And there's two things here. You still haven't watched it, but I still keep forgetting that you haven't seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Look, my own mother forgets that I don't have a sense of smell. And she's known me for 36 years.
Yeah.
So... I think that's forgivable.
I got bonus points the other day because I did remember that you have lost your sense of smell when we're talking about smells here in the office. So, well, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Star Wars Day, I had a look at eBay and they're going off for May the 4th Be With You Day. They have got a whole stack of Star Wars memorabilia up for people to bid on for tomorrow. It's actually being curated by Carrie Fisher's daughter. She's Princess Leia, or was Princess Leia, if you're playing Leia at home. Bids start at 54 cents. Don't expect some of the prices to stay that long, though, that price for long. A Boba Fett action figure sold for $500,000 3 years ago. No Boba way. Fett's the little green bounty hunter guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
You'd know him. Your brother would know him. Ames would know him.
I'm just pretending.
So he's got a spin-off series now, I'm pretty sure, doesn't he? Boba Fett? A movie? I don't know. And this is crazy. eBay say that Star Wars items were searched an average of 220 times per minute last year.
What?
Whoa.
Per minute.
I'm still not going to watch it.
After all of that, you're still not even curious.
Mm-mm, no.
Not even curious one bit, no?
Look, I can do ghosts, I can do vampires, werewolves, aliens and things like that. Nah.
Harry Potter?
I like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, I reckon Harry Potter was like the slightly more modern Star Wars.
Bro. Bro.
I can't.
Mills is like...
There's lots of Harry Potter fans out there very mad at you right now.
It's... No.
Well, I mean, we had our sights set on Bluey last week, so let's just offend everyone that watches Harry Potter as well, shall we? While we're down there. Anyway, have a fantastic May the 4th day tomorrow. I'll give you details about, of course, the Forum 6 Cinema celebrating that. Right after this, Birds of Tokyo. You are on the social.
It's time for JB to share him a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe coffee break.
Of course, Mother's Day is just around the corner, coming up next Sunday. So I thought it's a great time to get Georgina Simpson on for a little bit of a chat. She is involved in a fantastic local program, Motherland, and she is their New South Wales ambassador. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm good, JB. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Thank you. If people aren't familiar with what Motherland is, this is a fantastic organization for... really rural mothers. Tell us a little bit about it, Georgina.
Yeah, so Motherland's a national charity. It started with our founder, Steph, who was a city chick, and she ended up moving to rural Tasmania, had a baby, and then was suddenly feeling really isolated. And she was like, you know, everyone says it takes a village to raise a child, and she was just thinking, where is mine? So it started with a podcast in 2019 where she was just sharing other women living in rural, regional, remote Australia, all across the country, and sharing their stories. And now it's kind of grown into a national charity, and we run the first ever online mothers group program.
Yeah, fantastic. How was your experience with motherhood? I understand you're a mum now yourself. Is that obviously a first-hand experience yourself in getting involved in this group?
Oh, 100%. I'm sure you can hear, JB, from my accent. I'm not originally from Australia. All my family are in the UK and, you know, classic story, came out here, fell in love with a farmer, and the rest is history. But we had a baby in 2022 at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I remember being out on a farm, feeling super isolated and really kind of really struggling. So, and I remember thinking, you know, I can't find anyone that can relate to my situation. Then I remember finding the Motherland podcast and hearing these women share their stories. And I suddenly was like, oh my God, these are the women who I need to connect with, you know. And that's kind of what Motherland's all about now, is creating a big community of rural mums. I mean, I think a lot of women end up moving, or families move to regional towns, whether that's with work and or onto farms, and, you know, they don't necessarily have family close by. So Motherland's all about creating that community and village for those women living in those more isolated parts of the country.
What are some of the things that Motherland do to sort of give that a support and assistance for mums?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. There's obviously the podcast where we're sharing stories, and there's lots of different topics on there that women kind of share their own experiences, whether that's around, you know, mental health or grief, loss, fertility. So that's a great way to obviously start hearing other women's stories. But also we run the first ever online mothers group. So there's actually 50% of women living in rural Australia that do not have access to a mother's group. Someone like myself, I'm based at Prima, and my local mother's group was a two-hour round trip for me.
Wow.
So the online program is the first in its kind. It's a six-week program, and it's all done online on Zoom, so you don't have to be driving lots of miles to connect with these women. And we actually run the program for women with children from 0 to 18. So we do a 0 to 3 years group, a 4 to 10 years group, an 11 to 18 years group. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't have a new baby, but you've got children in the older stage, like there's still, we still run programs for that. And, you know, that's a great way for people to connect and find people who are like living similar situations. And, yeah, it's just like another community you can start building.
Yeah, I love that. You guys also have a couple of fundraising events coming up now. I understand the one at Spring Ridge is totally sold out, which is just incredible. There is one coming up in Gundawindi that there's still a few tickets available. So if people are interested in that one, certainly some tickets available for people to pop along to that. Tell us a little bit about these fundraising events and obviously the money I imagine raised from these continue with the great work that you guys do there.
Yeah, so we're running three Mother's Day fundraisers this year. So, yeah, big thank you to the community. The Spring Ridge one sold out in just 9 hours, which is fantastic. There's another one that's happening in South Australia on Kangaroo Island, and then there's one in Gundawindi. So if there's anyone listening who fancies a little trip up the border, that will be happening on the 19th of May, and there's still a couple of tickets left for that. But yeah, so all the money that we run from these fundraisers, it goes straight back into being able to run the charity. It helps us keep the cost of the Motherland Village program down. It also helps us to offer scholarships to that program. So anyone who is struggling financially or on, you know, having financial hardship, they can actually apply for a scholarship to go through that program if the pay, like the cost of the program, is a barrier to them. So yeah, like the money does go back straight into charity and keeps helping us do all the things that we're doing.
Yeah, love that. If people want some more details about the great work with Motherland, what's the best way to find out more?
So obviously you can find us on all the social media platforms. So Instagram is probably where we're most active. That's Motherland Australia. Obviously same on Facebook, and then obviously on our website too. You can find everything that we do there and connect with the community.
Fantastic. Georgina Simpson, thank you so much for your time. All the best with it. And look, definitely love to chat with you again in the future regarding this absolutely amazing initiative. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, JB. Thank you.
Attention all passengers travelling on Link Airways flight 9 at 9.
2.9, 822. So much going on around the region this weekend. And one of the many things you can do on Sunday is get along the Currabubula markets. They are on, I can't believe this, on Sunday. They're on again. The organiser, Veronica Philby, joining me for a chat. How are you?
Good, JV. How are you?
Very well. I know we spoke at Christmas, but I can't believe it's the Mother's Day one again.
Yep. No, this one comes around very quickly. It does. The December market, where we're looking forward to have a little bit of a rest before the next one in December, after this one. But yeah, it's on this Sunday.
Yeah, unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about it. I imagine even more market stalls crammed in there down in Currabubula than ever before.
We have pretty much reached our max, I think. Yep. So we have, but it's still an amazing 180 stalls.
Wow.
So, we have stalls coming from all over New South Wales. We've actually got some new kind of stalls coming from the Newcastle and Hunter Valley way, which is exciting.
Cool.
So there's probably about 50 new stalls in that lot as well, so which we always try to do. So regardless of how many times you've been to our market over the last 9 years, you will still find new things.
Yeah, no, I love that, and more delicious food stalls.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, this market, because it runs from 9 to 2 on Sunday, we try over that lunch period, we try to bulk up our food vendors. So yeah, we've got kind of two sections now in our market, which has lots of food. We've got, anything you could ask for. We've also got a lovely Nundle Pie Company celebrating their first birthday at our market on Sunday. So, yeah, they've got some giveaways and things. So you should definitely come down on Sunday.
Now, about 180 stalls all up, I imagine. Something for everyone amongst those 180. Give us a bit of a brief synopsis on some of the different stalls.
Oh, just everything. So we've got lots of... I'm planning to go shopping like fashion stalls. I'm looking for my new winter outfit, so I'm going to be doing that on Sunday. There are lots of fashion for women, men, kids. There's beautiful homewares, like everything for your home, like from your lounge room to your kitchen to your bedroom. We've got it all covered. Beautiful jewelry and body products, gardens, wares. We've got beautiful sculptures and furniture. And then, you know, we've got everything in between as well, with all your pantry, like your beautiful condiments and all that kind of stuff as well. So, yeah, I probably missed half of it, but there's like pottery and beautiful. There's just so, like, there's everything. I don't know what is it here. There's stuff for your pets as well. So everyone's covered. And as it's the weekend before Mother's Day, you are like me and haven't prepared yourself for Mother's Day yet because you're running a market, you can get something on Sunday.
No, I love that. And, of course, the money from the markets, there is an entry fee to get in there, but that does go back to the Currumbunbila community.
Yeah, it does. So we just have a gold coin entry on Sunday, and all of the money raised goes back to our local school and preschool. So our preschool are really big supporters of our market as well. So you're helping all the little kids of Currumbunbila and the community. So, and it goes back into... buying resources for both the school and the preschool, but also subsidising excursions and opportunities for the kids. So, over the last... We'll give you some figures next year, JV, when it's 10 years.
Yeah.
We'll calculate how much we've raised and what we've been able to do. But, yeah, all the money goes back into our community.
And I love the stories of these kind of events. I mean, this started, 9 years ago, just as a little tiny, 15-stall market, and now it's grown to what it is today.
Yeah, no, we started it to try to raise money to keep our preschool going. And, I remember, 9 years ago trying to find enough stalls to put into our school. And now we've got so many, it's crazy. And it's grown because of that amazing support from stallholders and people that come and support it on the day. We're very, very lucky to have the community support and the regional support that we've had over the last 9 years.
I don't want to jinx it, but a couple of people have asked me, I've got to bring up the W word, and that is the weather for Sunday.
Yes, I'm laughing hysterically. No, I have been watching the map, and yes, there is rain this weekend, but we did have a little bit of rain last time, so we've completely worked out where the puddles are, and we have redesigned it in a way that you don't hopefully have to go through too much. But yeah, there's not a lot planned. There's no... basically nearly no rain plan for Sunday. So we'll work around the puddles. The farmers out here are all planting like mad at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm not allowed to wish the rain away. I'm just basically trying to block the wreck ground from it on Sunday.
No, fair enough. So it's basically going ahead, rain, hail, shine.
Yeah, no, the rain, the ground here is a very tough, good old wreck ground.
Yeah.
It can deal with some water and things like that. So yeah, no, and we've kind of planned the whole site around the puddles that we might have, and it'll still be a beautiful day on Sunday. So definitely going ahead.
Fantastic. Give us whereabouts it is again and the times.
Yeah, so it's at the Currumbunbila Rec Ground from 9 AM to 2 PM on Sunday.
Fantastic. Veronica, thank you so much, and we'll chat again at Christmas.
That'll be great. Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
Be here in about 15 minutes, I think.
Exactly.
I'll hang up on you and then we'll be chatting again. Veronica, thank you so much. All the best for Sunday. See you down there.
Lovely. Thanks, Jimmy.
8:28 at 92.9.